Conquering the fear is one of the takeaways from today's podcast with Kelly Peets, Action Coach Master Licensee in the U.S. Atlantic region. Kelly will share with us his story of transitioning from the military to the world of franchising and the impact this had on his business as well as his personal life. So, Kelly, what do you feel are the top three skills that someone needs to be successful in franchising?
Well, that's a great question. In franchising in general or in our industry of coaching?
Well, in general, but in our industry precisely, yeah.
Well, you know, I think the beautiful thing about franchises in franchising is that gives you the blueprint for success, and that's built on systems. And so, you have to be willing and able to follow systems. You know, if that's not in your DNA, then you're probably not going to be successful in a franchise. You need to follow systems. That's what makes franchises successful. That's what you're paying for when you invest in a franchise. So having that, following the system is super important. Of course, with any business, you have to be driven. I mean, it's you got to have that internal fire in your belly to succeed and be passionate, I guess would be the third thing, about whatever the industry is that you're wanting to look at franchises for. You have to be passionate about it. If you're not passionate about what we do, it's not going to be a good fit for you.
Okay. And why did you choose to invest in a franchise, as particularly in this industry?
Yeah. So, you know, I was a military officer, helicopter pilot for 24 years. I retired in 2013 and I wanted to start a business right away. Both my brothers owned businesses. I was kind of entrepreneur mindset the whole time I was in the military. I was actually flipping houses the last several years while I was in the military. And so, I wanted to do that. But I let, you know, when I retired in 2013, I had two young children and I started looking at, okay, what could I do? And I really let fear get in the way. I let fear kind of stop me from taking that step because I had small kids. What was going through my mind? What if I can't make the money to, you know, maintain the lifestyle that we're in and that sort of thing? So I didn't take that step initially. I went right into government work, doing the same job I was doing while I was on active duty, just as a government civilian, for about five more years. And I continued to look though, and then I was introduced to Action Coach. And what I loved about the franchise is that it does give you that framework. You don't have to start everything from scratch. You get everything you need to start and run your business day one, which takes a whole lot of effort and time away, right? So you don't have that opportunity cost that you have when you do a startup. You know, when you do a startup, you have to do everything yourself. You have to build your website, your marketing, your collateral, your IP, everything. And all the time it takes to do that, first of all, most people underestimate how long that takes, and they underestimate how much money it costs to do that. And so the whole time they're doing that, they're not doing what generates revenue. And in our industry, that's getting clients and coaching clients, right? So having the ability to start marketing the sales and start acquiring your clients day one out of training is a huge, huge plus. And that's what I saw in that as well. And then the fact that what we do as business coaches and Action Coach, how we change business owners' lives is amazing. And so that was what really drove me, that passion to help others succeed. And then our culture and our community that Action Coach has was really what put the nail in the coffin for me. It's what made me decide to go forward with Action Coach, was the community, you know, the global community and the culture that Action Coach has. And it's very visible during the due diligence. I saw the culture, you know, I saw people living that culture, and that was very refreshing for me. So a big reason why I joined Action Coach and franchise in particular.
You know, it's funny that word keeps coming up all the time, is the word fear. And could you kind of share with me, how did you beat that fear?
Yeah. So, it took me a while. I mean, it took me, listen, I had a lot of other driving forces behind the fear. It wasn't just my fear. It was other people's putting their fear onto me. And sometimes you have to eliminate that, you know, and eliminate who you associate with sometimes, when it comes to success. But I guess for me, it was, you know, my determination to do something on my own and my dissatisfaction in the job I was in just ultimately outweighed the fear. And I just, you know, and it was finding the right choice. And when I, you know, when I was introduced to Action Coach and I started looking at it, you know, the due diligence process helped reduce the fear, you know, because it's education. When you don't have the knowledge, that's what creates the fear. So the more knowledge you can gain on whatever it is you want to do, the less fear you're going to have, the less risk you're going to have when you take that step. And the due diligence process that we have really helped reduce that fear because it taught me a lot along the way.
You know, and now that you mentioned that, the more information you have, the easier it is to conquer that fear. What question should I be asking? If I say I was interested in buying acquiring a franchise, what are the questions that key questions you should be asking a franchisor?
Well, you know, I think that is going to be different for different people, but you know, whatever's important to them, because you know, money is super important to some. Others, it's not so important. It's more about having the passion, doing something that they love. And so, you know, whatever is the most important to them, they've got to ask questions surrounding that to make sure it's going to be the right fit. But I always think there's really four things that I think you have to be able to answer yes to determine if any business is the right business. And I ask this to candidates that are coming through along the way. I said, if you can't answer yes to these four questions, we're not the right choice for you. And in fact, any business, if you can't answer yes to these, it's probably not the right business. You know, the first one is, are you passionate about what we do? You know, so they need to see that they're passionate about it. So they need to ask questions about that to ensure it's feeding their passion. Number two, do they have what it takes to be successful? And are they willing to grow and learn to ensure that they do? So, you know, they need to ask questions. What's it take to be successful in Action Coach? And then obviously growing and learning is so much a part of business. You know, it's not so much about what you've done in the past. It's about having the ability to learn and grow and having that fire in your belly to succeed as a business owner and being willing to do that and willing to follow systems that the franchise has to make you successful or help make you successful. Third question is that, you know, about given what they need, is this opportunity going to give them everything they need financially, business-wise, you know, help them achieve their goals in those respects? So they need to ask questions around that. You know, will it help them achieve their goal financially, business-wise, personally, right? Will it get them where they want to be for them and their family at this point in their life? They need to look at that when they're going through the due diligence. And then the last question is, you know, are they willing to live our culture and hold others accountable with an Action Coach to live to those standards as well? And so I think if you're looking in a business or a franchise, you really need to look at the culture of that organization. And does that fit with you? If the culture doesn't fit, it's not going to work. You know, it's just like any business. Culture is everything. And if it's not a good culture fit, you don't do it.
And speaking of culture, how has Action Coach, you feel, has become such a powerhouse in the white collar franchise space?
Well, I think because of how we help businesses grow, how we help change business owners' lives, I think a lot of people that come and join Action Coach are from the corporate world, all walks of life, you know, doctors, lawyers, whatever. But, you know, I think that corporate mentality and corporate culture is not always great. And people get tired of it. It's tired of the grind, tired of, I say you, some of the culture in corporate America is you got to check your values at the door and people get tired of that. And so when they experience the culture of Action Coach, it's a relief. It's something that they can really relate to. And I call it our secret sauce. I really believe our culture and community is the secret sauce with an Action Coach. And so, I just got sidetracked here off that. Again, the original question that you asked was,
how has Action Coach become such a powerhouse?
For the white collar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, I think it's our culture in the community, but it's the fact that, you know, the fact that corporate America, people that come to us out of corporate America, want to have something bigger than themselves. And we allow them to do that, right, with Action Coach. And we truly change business owners' lives. I mean, I'll tell you a story. This was huge impact for me. It was the first conference I went to after I joined Action Coach. It was the 2018 BizX. And I'll never forget this because it gives me goosebumps when I still talk about it. So, you know, it was the formal gala end of the conference, and they give the awards out. You know, they have awards for the business owners, and I don't even remember what the award was, but it was a husband-wife team owning a business, and they were up on stage getting an award, and their coach was up there with them. And the wife started talking about how the coach has helped them. And she flat out said that the coach actually saved their marriage, because they were their business was doing well for quite some time. Then it started, you know, turning down. They couldn't figure it out. They couldn't turn it around. They were losing revenue, losing profit. They couldn't keep their kids in the schools they had them in. They were barely making ends meet, and they were at each other's throats. It created so much stress in their lives that she said, and this was in front of, you know, 500 people. She said, you know, we were literally ready to go see a lawyer. We decided to hire a business coach, and the business coach came in, and, you know, we have a great system to help turn revenue and profit, you know, make. And so they started getting more revenue and profit. They were able to stop working every weekend, because they were working every weekend, and he got them to the point where they didn't have to work every weekend. They were able to hire a few more people. And once they got that under control, the coach focused on them as a couple and did an alignment with them. And when during that process realized that they hadn't taken a true vacation since their honeymoon. And so he told them, your homework is to plan your dream vacation, not just a weekend, not a week, but like a 3-week vacation. So they did. And then he made them put on the calendar when they were going to take it, and coached them to the point where they could take it, right? They could still leave their business, and it would continue to run without them there. And she said that, you know, our coach wasn't just our business coach, but he was our, you know, counselor, our marriage therapist, and saved our marriage. And that's when I say we change business owners' lives, I don't say that lightly. We truly do make it life better for business owners.
You know, that's an interesting, and we have hundreds of stories, thousands of stories like this, the past 30 years. And having, dealt with that and being in your first conference you attended, any advice on what would you do differently or how you manage your career transition from the military into a coaching business?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. You know, one of the things is I think I would have done it sooner. And, you know, looking back, the fear that I had, all the things that prevented me from doing it, if I would have taken the steps sooner, I would have done that. And then, of course, I think this is probably a mistake with a lot of people when they go into business is, you know, the more capital you can have, the better when you start. You know, when you can start out and you can put a team in place right away, that's going to help you scale quicker and faster. And so that's one thing that I think I would do differently is raise more capital, get more capital when I start.
And the transition from your career was basically a smooth one?
Well, I mean, so interestingly, I continued working full time for about a year until I finally transitioned out of the government job and then went full time with Action Coach. Because I quickly realized that, you know, I couldn't do it as a part-time thing. And so that's a key thing. If you're going to go into business, you need to go all in, you know, and you need to be financially ready to go all in. Because if you're trying to do it on the side, it's going to just take way too long to scale, to grow, to make money. And in some you won't even survive. Your business won't survive. So I think, the point of starting a business is to give you more life, and you got to be ready to go 100% into that when you start.
And can you elaborate a little bit on how your life has changed by making this decision?
Yeah, well, so number one, much happier. I enjoy what I do, and that's a big piece. You know, this business allows you to not only to help others, but you know, it allows you to travel. I mean, we have conferences, we have global conferences every year. You know, I've been able to do that every year. First one was in Hamilton Island, Australia, and then Scotland, and you know, of course, COVID hit, and it kind of you know, we didn't do that for a while, but then Maui, Hawaii, and then last year was Phuket, Thailand. And so being able to go and travel and, you know, as a business expense, because it is a conference, is pretty amazing, and bring your family with you, you know.
In addition to the camaraderie, be with within your community, with the master license community or coaching community, it's also valuable, you feel.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's the community and culture is the secret sauce within Action Coach, you know?
Yeah. And so is there anything else that you would like to share about the opportunity, if I was presented in front of you, to say once over again about coming in to on board with Action Coach, making that decision?
Yeah. I mean, I think fear plays a key role in everybody. I talk to candidates all the time, and they are excited when they first find out. We do the model review. They got a lot of excitement. And then typically when it's time for them to get the FDD, the fear really starts to kick in. And that franchise disclosure document is a huge legal document, and it's a little intimidating. But it is just that. It's a legal document required by the government, you know, and so they need to understand what it means and what it is. So understanding that you're going to have fear and excitement in your journey to making a decision. And at some point that fear is going to, may start to kind of peak, and you might have people, you know, outside voices telling you that, you know, telling you things to make you doubt yourself, you know, family, friends, you know, are you crazy? You're leaving that job to take a risk of starting a business, that type of thing. So you got to have belief in yourself and know that the system works. You know, you do diligence for a reason, and you've gone through a you know, 4 to 6 week process, and you get to that 80% mark. You know, like Brad says, is you get to that 80% mark and you have to make a decision, because if you try to get 100% sure, you're never going to get there. So that last 20%, all you're doing is finding reasons why you shouldn't do it. You know, so when you get to that 80% mark where you know it's 80% right, you make a decision to do it, because you're never going to be 100% for sure that it's right. You know, probably till you get through with training and you start your business, right? So I think that's super important.
Well, it's like they say that if you have to ask the question of how, you're never going to make your goals. And it's true about friends and family. Sometimes they're the biggest detractors when you're trying to make a decision, and you have to overcome that.
Absolutely.
And so I think that's a positive one. And this is probably why franchising is so popular, right? In general.
Yeah, I think so. There's definitely a blueprint for success, you know, and you can see that, and you're able to talk with other franchise owners that are successful. So you know that there's a proven track record there.
Because you're then in business, even though it's your business, you're not in business by yourself. You're not all alone out there, because you have a whole community you could reach out to, no?
Yeah, absolutely. You got a community of support. You know, like we say, you're in business for yourself, but you're definitely not by yourself.
And how involved do you get with your community of other franchisees in the system?
Oh yeah. We talk weekly. I mean, it's like, you know, of course I have my franchise partners that in the States that I have, and we, you know, we have team calls weekly, and then we have our master license with other master licensees as well, where we're able to talk and share best practices, what's working, what's not, and just support. You know, sometimes you don't always have great days, right? So you got to have somebody that you can reach out and talk to.
Yeah, it's got to be important to be able to reach out when you're having a bad day, because when you're having a good time, it's everything's easy. But it's when you're having a difficult time, and that it makes it for to have someone to help and talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to have somebody that understands, you know, so that you can talk to them.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time today, and hopefully, we can help, people not knowing what the franchise is to get involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like we know it is a great business to be in, you know, and people that have any inkling of maybe wanting to become a business coach or, you know, enjoying the franchise definitely should start due diligence, you know, and learn, you know, like I said, the more you learn, the less fear you're going to have.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. I appreciate it too.
Thanks for joining us today and hope you have gained some valuable insights into the world of franchising. My name is William Lesante, and I would like to invite you to the next episode of the Franchise Coach Podcast. Please make sure to like and subscribe and share with your network. Also, click the link below to learn more about franchising with Action Coach. Thank you.